Now, as communities go through this difficult process, here's one model they might turn to. Monterey, on California's central coast, has developed a relationship with the Army that eases the financial burden on the military. Krista Almanzon from member station KAZU reports.
George Helms is taking me on a driving tour on the Presidio of Monterey. It's home to the Defense Language Institute.
So we're now on the Army's installation in Presidio of Monterey?
That's correct.
And looking over here, just like on the right, you can see how close the city is to the Presidio.
Very, very close.
So close that houses and streets of the outside community dead end at the Presidio's gate.
If you think about it, the Presidio sits inside the city of Monterey's boundaries, so it makes it pretty convenient for us.
Helms is the city's general services superintendent. His department is based right on the installation, where it handles everything from building remodels to street and sewer maintenance for both the city and the Army. He drives past the schools where the military teaches nearly two dozen languages, including Pashto, Hebrew, and Korean. Helms says the main goal of this partnership, known as the Monterey Model, is to keep the base in the community by keeping the cost down for the Army.
Most of the good ideas come from the line staff who see things happening every day and then come back to me and say, let's try this. I think we can make it more efficient.
We stop by a dorm where one member of that line staff, Bob Tuscany, is fixing a door lock.
Basically what we have going on here is the card key is not working in opening the door lock.
It used to be. When things went wrong with these card key locks, the Army had to replace them at a cost of $700 apiece. But Helms' staff figured out a way to fix them for just $70.
The day that you become complacent is the day it becomes too expensive to operate this installation, and then we become very susceptible to a BRAC action.
BRAC, Base Realignment and Closure. And that gets to the heart of what motivated this unique partnership. 20 years ago, the nearby Fort Ord Army base closed and resulted in a $500 million loss to the region. And city officials worried other area military installations, like the Presidio of Monterey, would be future targets of the unpredictable BRAC process.
It's so complex, I think no one can tell you what really the rationale is.
Hans Uslar was part of the team that worked on the city's first contract to provide lower-cost services to the Army back in 1998. He's now Monterey's assistant city manager and says while the city can't exactly BRAC-proof itself, there are some things it can control.
One of those elements is cost of operating a base. So we hope that we contribute to that by having a lower cost for a military base.
As a contractor, the city saves the federal government money by not adding a profit to the services it provides. It also shares equipment. And economies of scale means lower prices on everything, from resurfacing streets to purchasing lampposts. It all adds up to a savings of roughly $2 million a year for the Army.
There's an evolution in the military happening on how we look at installations.
Tim Ford is CEO of the Association of Defense Communities, a D.C.-based nonprofit.
I think we're starting to move away from this idea that a base has to be a city unto itself. It has to provide all of these services separate from the community.
Ford says partnerships being developed elsewhere include the sharing of everything from garbage collection to plowing snow. Back at the Presidio, Superintendent George Helms says it just makes sense.
Why would you stop at the gate? Why would you have a fence line separate your maintenance?
Since the Monterey Model started about 15 years ago, it has inspired other partnerships in the Army, and now the Air Force is exploring the idea too. For NPR News, I'm Krista Almanzon.